Hello and welcome. This file is called Submissive Pride, Servitude, and listening to this file will make serving your dominant easier. This file focuses on the little tasks, like getting a drink for your dominant, and it will condition the desire to serve your dominant as good as you can into you as part of your submissive pride. And serving your dominant as good as you can will become part of your submissive pride. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you have listened to Submissive Pride before you start this file. Make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, let it out. Focus on my words, begin to relax, let go, and let's begin. Now I want you to imagine something for me. I want you to remember something for me. Remember back when you were a little child, a young child, and you were riding in a car at night. Can you remember how worry-free and safe you felt as a little child, knowing your parents are there for you, keeping you safe? Let yourself go back there. Back to a memory where you were driving at night. Maybe you remember how you walked to the car, the cold night air, how tired you felt. You were really young and it was so late for you. But the cold night air made you feel very awake again. And then you got into the car, sitting on the back seat. It was late and you felt so sleepy. Maybe you were looking out of the window for a while, watching the landscape gliding past the window. And after a while, the car started to heat up, making you feel so cozy, while the gentle hum of the engine was comforting you, lulling you in, relaxing you so subtly. Of course, it was very late and you were really tired and sleepy, and the gentle hum was so calming. Can you remember something like that? Can you imagine yourself sitting in the back of the car and listening to the gentle humming of the engine, feeling how comfortable warm it is inside the car while you ride through the cool night? How good it felt. And maybe you were driving somewhere with street lamps, the light and shadow rhythmically dancing through the inside of the car. Can you remember how the shadows moved, wandering through the car in the same repetitive pattern, over and over and over again, almost hypnotically? Maybe you just sat there, watching the lights dancing through the car, enjoying how relaxing it is to just sit there. The constant hum of the engine, the dancing of the light, all lulling you down, making you so relaxed, so tired and sleepy. Or you might remember stopping at a traffic light. Can you remember how bright it was in the night? Or maybe you can remember the sudden loudness of the rhythmical tick-tock, tick-tock of the turn signal once the engine is idle, briefly getting you a little bit out of your slumber. And then the hum of the engine returns, lulling you right back to sleep, relaxing you again. The gentle lights dancing through the car again as you feel this warm and heavy feeling spreading in your body while you drift back to sleep. Or maybe you remember driving through the countryside, the dark shapes of trees gliding past the window. Maybe the light of the moon shimmering through the trees. maybe just watching the ever-changing patterns of light and shadow, just losing yourself in your thoughts, staring outside until you are completely lost in your thoughts, relaxing, everything else fading away from your mind, feeling so peaceful. Or maybe you are watching the pale light and shadows dancing through the car, gently flickering, just watching for patterns, while you feel yourself becoming so comfortable, so heavy, the gentle play of the lights relaxing you more and more. Maybe you feel yourself drifting off further and further. Maybe you even closed your eyes at some point, only listening to the sound of the engine, still lulling you deeper and deeper, making you so incredibly relaxed, as you gently drift off to a deep, deep sleep. Maybe sometimes you drifted a little bit further up, becoming more aware, feeling the warmth, listening to the engine, just floating at the edge of sleep, feeling so incredibly comfortable, just completely perfect, so warm, so sleepy, enjoying the sound of the engine for a while before you let yourself drift back to sleep, feeling so safe, so good, so relaxed, so sleepy. And now I will count down from 10 to 1, and you will find yourself drifting deeper and deeper into trance with every number, feeling warmer, more relaxed with every number, and just drifting deeper and deeper into trance, focusing only on my voice. Let's begin. 10. Getting more and more relaxed, drifting deeper and deeper. The deeper you go, the more relaxed you become. The more relaxed you become, the deeper you go. 9. Relaxing more and more, feeling so warm, so heavy, so relaxed, so incredibly wonderful, and just drifting deeper. 8. Relaxing more and more, feeling so incredibly wonderful, just letting go, listening only to my voice. 7. Just let yourself drift down further and further, becoming more and more relaxed. 6. Drifting deeper and deeper into trance, only listening to my voice, letting everything else just fade away. 5. Becoming so incredibly relaxed, feeling so warm, so heavy, so peaceful. 4. Drifting down even deeper, becoming even more relaxed, even more comfortable, so incredibly relaxed, feeling so good. 3. Already so deep down in trance, so completely focused only on my voice. 2. Letting everything but my voice fade away, becoming so incredibly relaxed, feeling so warm, heavy, and peaceful. 2. Almost there, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, feeling so wonderful. 1. So incredibly deep, and with the next number you will be only focused on my voice, everything else will fade away. And 0. Feeling so good, so heavy, so warm, so comfortable, drifting so deep in trance, and drifting deeper and deeper with every breath you take. And as you drift along in deep, thoughtless bliss, imagine yourself lying on an air mattress, drifting on a deep mountain lake. Although the sun shines down on you, there is a slight breeze, making the temperature just perfect. As you drift along, free from all responsibilities, you notice that my voice reaches you from below. Your body is totally comfortable and safe, And so you allow the focus of your attention to slowly drift out of your body and sink into the water. As you begin to drift down, you see the air mattress with your body lying comfortably in the warm sun above you. You drift deeper and deeper, slowly moving further and further away from your body and your conscious mind. As you sink down, the colors start to fade away as the light gets dimmer. You drift down, 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 down into tranquil nothingness as your surroundings grow darker and darker. When you look up, you see the dim, silvery light dancing beneath the distortions of the surface. You sink away from your body, down to deep, dark emptiness, feeling so safe. The only stimuli you can still perceive beside my voice are the dim grayness above you, which slowly grows darker as you drift down further and further, and the feeling of your steady descent, of sinking down deeper and deeper. The last shimmer of light from the surface fades into black, and you are surrounded by a deep, dark, and silent emptiness. And before you reach the bottom of the lake, I softly stop your descent so you can float weightlessly in this deep, serene darkness. As the feeling of sinking fades away, my voice becomes your only stimulus. Nothing else exists, only my voice. And as you follow my voice, imagine that I'm pulling a warm, heavy, soft, weighted blanket over your body, slowly, starting with your feet. Feel me pulling the blanket over your feet, and it's so warm and soft and heavy, and maybe you already feel all the muscles in your feet just letting go, becoming so soft and relaxed, letting go of all tension, all the tension just melting away as your feet relax. As I pull the blanket up further and further, relaxing your body more and more, slowly pulling the blanket up over your legs. You feel the relaxation deep through your body, through your entire body, from your skin down deep into the bones, and everything in between is completely letting go. All the tension just melting away, completely, totally melting away. Your muscles relaxing more and more as I pull the blanket up further and further. More of your body under this safe, warm, heavy blanket. As I reach your knees, your lower legs, your ankles, your feet and toes, completely relax, feeling so warm, so heavy, so safe under this blanket. As I pull it up further and further, relaxing you more and more, and the blanket is so soft, so warm, so heavy, just melting away all the tension in your body more and more. So reach your waist, your entire legs, and your feet are so relaxed, feeling so peaceful and heavy and comfortable, just relaxing more and more with every moment that passes. And as I pull the blanket up further, you feel all the tension in your stomach and your lower back just melting away into nothingness as you become so relaxed, so calm, feeling so wonderful as the tension is melting away further and further. As I pull the heavy warm blanket over your chest, you might feel that you're breathing in relaxation with every easy and gentle breath in. And as you breathe out, you sink deeper in trance, breathing in relaxation, letting go deeper as you breathe out, feeling more peaceful and more relaxed with every gentle breath, letting go further and further, sinking deeper and deeper. And I spread the blanket out over your arms, and you feel your upper arms letting go, so calm, so relaxed, flowing through your elbows into your lower arms, feeling so warm and heavy, into your wrists, your hands, spreading out through your hands and in every single finger, relaxing you deeper and deeper. And I pull the blanket up, up to your neck, feeling your shoulders letting go, shoulders and neck so relaxed, so calm, so comfortable, so peaceful, relaxing more and more with every breath, with every word I say, letting go deeper and deeper, your entire body feeling so heavy and calm and peaceful, just the way you feel when you're hovering at the edge of sleep, just before you fall asleep, where the whole body feels so perfect, so wonderful, so right, where you just let go, where you feel so comfortable. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And with every number, you can let go of your mind, relaxing your mind just as deeply as you relaxed your body. With every number, sinking deeper and deeper, letting go more and more. 10. You feel so warm, so heavy, so comfortable. 9. Letting go further and further, sinking down into a deep, peaceful trance. 8. The deeper you go, the better you feel, the better you feel, the deeper you go, sinking down further and further. 7. Breathing in relaxation with every breath in, falling deeper as your breath gently flows out, letting go more and more. 6. Your body so heavy, so peaceful, so safe, so warm, so comfortable, letting go, sinking deeper, relaxing your mind just as deeply. 5. As you fade away further and further, getting so comfortable, so relaxed, so calm, more and more focused on my voice, all other sounds just fade to the background, becoming completely unimportant, as you focus more and more on my voice, your thoughts just come and go, floating past you like clouds on a summer sky. There's nothing you have to do. You can just let them flow by and relax. 3, letting go, sinking down, feeling so calm, so peaceful, so perfect, sinking deeper, fading away. 2, almost there, as you let go, as you're so calm and peaceful and heavy, sinking so deep in this comfortable state, following my voice, feeling so safe, looking forward to a wonderful new experience. 1, so deep now, so relaxed, a wonderful new experience is waiting for you as you let go more and more. And 0, so incredibly deep, 0, sinking down, letting go, so comfortable, so wonderful, so incredibly deep. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper with every word I say, now it's time to expand your submissive pride, time to increase your servitude. That's right, we're going to make it easier for you to serve your dominant. And before we begin, we're going to make sure that you will always be safe, because you will find that your newfound servitude will only work in a symbiotic relationship if anyone tries to use your submissive desire to take advantage of you. Your subconscious mind will make sure that it will never work. That's right, your own subconscious mind will always keep you safe, and it will only allow this trigger to work in a symbiotic relationship if anyone tries to use this trigger to take advantage of you. This trigger will never work. That's right. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be easy to allow this trigger deeply inside of your mind and extending your submissive pride to servitude. And we're talking about the little things you can do for your dominant. The little tasks that can bring so much joy into their life. For example, if you get a drink for them. That's right. And maybe until today, you've thought of those little tasks as chores, something you did for them, but you didn't really like doing. And that's going to change, because serving your dominant will become a strong source of submissive pride for you, and over time it will slowly change your perception of those tasks, because what once was a chore will become an opportunity for you. An opportunity to demonstrate that you are a good submissive. An opportunity to give some joy and happiness to your dominant, making their life a little bit better. An opportunity to give back to your dominant for everything that they do for you. An opportunity to demonstrate to them and everyone around that you are a good submissive. And you want to be the best submissive you can be, don't you? And that's why from now on, whenever you do have the opportunity to serve your dominant, it will feel really amazing. You will be filled with submissive pride, with a sense of rightness, of happiness, of joy, and with the pleasure rewarding you for being a good submissive. And it will also remind you that it is an opportunity. An opportunity to show your dominant that you love to be their submissive. An opportunity to demonstrate your submission to your dominant. And especially, and you might find that you will remember this every time you have the opportunity, it is an opportunity to excel. That's right. It is an opportunity to show your dominant and everyone around that you work on being the best submissive you can possibly be, that you do all you can to be the best submissive for your dominant, or simply put, an opportunity to make your dominant proud of you. And nothing causes more submissive pride than knowing that your dominant is proud of you. And that's why you will find that the better a job you do, the more you make your dominant proud of you, the more you make your dominant happy by being a good submissive, by being the best submissive you can possibly be, the longer the afterglow of the submissive pride will stay with you, rewarding you for being a good submissive. And to help you to get started on this way to servitude, let me ask you a few questions. And I want you to answer them right here, right now. Do you want to be the best submissive you can be? Do you want your dominant to be proud of you? Does your dominant deserve the best service you can give them? Do you like to please your dominant? And do you like to make your dominant happy? And if you answered all those questions with yes, right here and right now, then you should already know that deep down you want to serve your dominant. And because of that, you might find that from now on, every time you have an opportunity to serve your dominant, you will remember this mindset. You will remember that you want to be the best submissive you can possibly be. And you will remember that every opportunity to serve your dominant is exactly that, an opportunity to make your dominant happy, an opportunity to make your dominant proud, an opportunity to excel as a submissive. And every time you have this opportunity, you will remember that it is an opportunity, never a chore. And that will make it really easy for you to serve your dominant. And when you do serve your dominant, you will feel the submissive pride rewarding you. You will feel the joy, the happiness, the deep sense of rightness, deep sense of submission, because you know you are being a good submissive. You are serving your dominant, and it will motivate you to do the best job you can possibly do, because you want to be the best submissive you can possibly be. So you will do the best job you can possibly do, making your submissive proud of you. And while you do, you will feel the strong submissive pride rewarding you, all the pleasure, all the joy and happiness, all the sense of rightness, because you know you're doing a good job. You're doing the best job you can possibly do. And you know that's going to make your dominant proud of you. And the submissive pride rewarding you will over time slowly change you, slowly make you really enjoy serving your dominant, because you will think about it as opportunities to grow as a submissive, to become a better submissive, as opportunities to make your dominant happy, to make your dominant's life a little bit better, and as opportunities to make your dominant proud of you. And there's nothing better than having your dominant proud of you, because that's the ultimate source for submissive pride, when your dominant is proud of you. And that's why you want to be the best submissive for them that you can be. That's why you want to improve, and that's why you want to serve them. And you will learn to enjoy serving them over time. Being of service will become a part of your sub-identity, will slowly be conditioned into you, and maybe at some point in the future it will become such a natural part of who you are that you will be looking for opportunities to serve your dominant. Maybe you will be getting them their favorite drink even before they ask for it, because you want to be the best submissive you can possibly be, and you want to work on becoming a better submissive. And this trigger that will reward you every time you are serving your dominant will help you to be of service to your dominant. It will reward you, it will help you to improve as a submissive, to grow as a submissive. And every time you serve your dominant, it will become easier and easier, you will enjoy it more and more, and it will become more and more a part of your submissive identity, of your submissive pride. And you are proud to be the best submissive that you possibly can be. And that's why you want to work on improving your service to your dominant. And now it's time to wake you back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. Now let's begin. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, as you wake up completely. 5, halfway there already, so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely coming back. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kinds of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. Thank you for listening and goodbye.